today. I'm not going to say a joke today, but I'm going to do a different thing today. I need a volunteer. Any volunteer? Just a minute. 1 minute. Come on over. Do you have a handkerchief? Anybody has a handkerchief in the congregation? Handkerchief?
Yeah.
I'm going to tie his eyes. Anybody has? You have? Okay, thank you. You are a good Samaritan. Thank you. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, come on over. Turn around, please. Don't think that I am mocking people, those who are blind, but I have a point to say, okay? Michael, right? Michael. Your head is big. I can't try.
His head is big.
Anyway, I'll hold. Okay. I'm going to spin you around. Oops. Yeah, you can hold it. I'm going to spin you around. I lead you. Okay, that's enough. Michael, come on over. So what was your feeling when you were tied?
I felt safe because I was with you.
Oh, you felt safe because I was with you. What else you thought?
As you spun me, I got
you. Can turn around and talk. You got dizzy.
And lost my sense of direction.
Lost the sense of direction. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for volunteering, Mike. The reason I wanted to do this little visual because, you know, how many of us do we really appreciate what we have? You know, we all take it for granted, our senses, right? Eyes to see, right? You know, the blind people, you know, I'm not mocking the blind people today, but I wanted to make a point. You know, how when Mike is tied up with the handkerchief, you know, he said he lost a sense of direction. And that's what blind people, they don't have life. They don't have life when they are blind. You know, the blind man that we read in today's gospel, Bartimaeus, he had no life before he encountered Jesus Christ. I wanted to talk about two things. Prior to encountering Jesus, how the blind man was. And after encountering Jesus, how the blind man was. So before he encountered Jesus Christ, he had no human dignity. You know, he was sitting by the roadside begging. He was a blind beggar, and people were tossing the coins, 1 or 2 cents, when he was begging. And he had no freedom. He couldn't go anywhere by himself. So he had to depend on the strangers. He had to depend on each and everything for strangers to even survive. And he had no human dignity. So he heard about Jesus walking from Jericho to Jerusalem before he was going to undergo the passion. And he was hearing that Jesus was passing by. And you can imagine how excited he was. He wanted to see Jesus. So when Jesus was passing by, he was calling, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." You know what the crowd did? Crowd and the disciples. They asked him to keep quiet. Shut up. What would be your reaction when people ask you to shut up, right? So he was asked to shut up first time. And then he kept bothering Jesus. "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." He shouted louder. So he did not care about what other people thought. You know, his focus was to be healed from his blindness. And his focus was to see Jesus. He had that hunger to see Jesus. So he never lost his faith. He hung on to his faith. He was persistent in his faith. Dear friends, this blind Bartimaeus is teaching us a lesson. You know, when we experience the loss in our families, when we experience the death of the loved ones in our families, or when we experience the terminal illness for our family members, or when we experience the tragedies, what would you do? We all have that sense of doubt. We are all blinded by doubt. This blind man is teaching us a lesson. He never bothered about what other people thought. Even though they wanted him to shut up, he kept asking for a help. And that's what our faith should be, dear friends. We have to keep asking for help through Jesus. You know, he wanted to encounter Jesus for the healing. So he not only gained the physical sight, but also the spiritual sight. And he wanted, after the healing, he wanted to become a disciple. He ran and followed Jesus Christ. And that's what we are called to do, dear friends. We are all called to, even in the experience of loss, even in the experience of our struggles, we are called to come to him in faith. Because Jesus is our hope for each and everything. Whatever the struggles that we go through in our lives, whatever the pain that we go through in our lives, you know, today we are distracted by so many blindness. We are distracted by lies. We are distracted by hatred, jealousy, pride. We are distracted by doubt. We are blinded by doubt. So we are all called to heal our blindness of doubt, hatred, anger, pride. And we are called to have that spiritual sight. You know, even though we have eyes to see, but we don't see the truth. We don't see the truth who is called Jesus Christ, who came to live with us, who came among us. He walked with us. And he, by his death on the cross for us, he brought us salvation. So, dear friends, let us go to him in faith. Let us be persistent. Let us hang on to our faith. And let us, as Jesus has the compassionate heart to heal that blind man, let us have that compassionate heart for each and every fellow human beings of Christians, of our fellow parishioners. And let us reach out to those people who are in need, who are struggling, who are suffering, as Christ would reach them out to them. So let us have that deep faith in us, and let us have that compassionate heart of Christ, and let us open our eyes to see the truth, that Jesus Christ, who himself is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.